from a patient perspective, no patient wants a pump in if they don't need it. And I think the
That's
real
right.
question is, do they need it? I mean, the NSABP is doing a study, and one of the things they're looking at is the comparison of capecitabine and 5-FU. You've written about that and actually been critical about that. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, the issue with using any radiosensitizer in rectal cancer is, number one, efficacy is obviously the most important consideration if things are pretty much the same. So how do we prove efficacy of a radiosensitizer? Basically, we're giving neoadjuvant chemotherapy and radiation together that have independent toxicities, and we're giving full-dose chemotherapy with radiation most of the time, or we should be trying to when we use radiosensitizers. So in my mind, we don't really know exactly how radiosensitizers work, or even if that matters. But what we want to be doing is giving systemic doses of chemotherapy, if we can, safely, with radiation. And so from that perspective, if we have adjuvant data, then that's enough information to give that agent concurrently with radiation.
You're talking about the EXACT trial, basically.
Exactly. So when we had the EXACT trial come out, I think it was in 2005, the randomized trial comparing 5-FU leucovorin in node-positive colon cancer to capecitabine given 2 weeks on, 1 week off, it mainly done in European patients, showed a relapse-free survival benefit and a very strong trend towards disease-free survival benefit.
That was with the capecitabine.
With the capecitabine over the 5-FU leucovorin, and then no difference in overall survival. And it was powered for non-inferiority, but they actually showed some strong trends towards superiority with less toxicity, except for hand and foot syndrome. Hand and foot syndrome is a dose-limiting toxicity, but as in all the other trials, they had less hematologic and GI toxicity. So for me and for many other investigators, that was enough information.